This is Twit.
Randall, where did you get your start playing with computers and technology? How old were you when that started?
Extremely young, and that I am totally appreciative of, which is that I started my dad and I had an electronics lab that we would build pretty much everything that was on the front cover of Popular Electronics. We would build all sorts of stuff from Heathkit. I was a soldering fool. I was that sort of thing. We built analog circuits. We had Nixie tubes. We had digital circuits and everything. So this is in the I'm going to say it's the 73-ish, 72-ish sort of range of time, maybe 71, somewhere down in there. And he was a hobbyist, absolutely. He was a jack of all trades, master of none, but he really enjoyed playing with his electronics. And we built these digital like and OR gate breadboard things. So you could have like these circuits, you could make like flip flops and things like that. And I really enjoyed that. At school, I was really enjoying doing math. And so I thought, you know, putting the two together, electronics and math, what's the natural intersection there? And the natural intersection is computers. So I decided that at some point I'd probably learn to do computer programming and go work. At that point, the only thing that was available was government and banks. So I thought maybe someday I'll end up working in a bank. One of my dad's clients that he worked for, he did like heating, air conditioning, appliance repair, things like that, was an electronics manufacturer, or electronics retailer, electronics retailer. And they had a bunch of books on the 7400 series of digital circuits, a PDP-8 book, a bunch of stuff like that, basically manuals that Digital had handed out. And he brought those home as part of his booty for the day, apparently. The guy gave him to it. Yeah, I don't know how he got it, but somehow he got it. And one of the books was on a programming language called Focal, F-O-C-A-L. And I read through that book, and I think I was 9 at the time. So around 9, maybe 8, 9, one of those. Maybe 10, maybe as much as 10, but I think it was probably 9. And at least that's the way I remember the story. And I read through the book, and I wrote on lined paper, I wrote a program that was in the Focal language. To this day, I've never actually accessed a computer that could spoke Focal, but that's okay. It's one of the few languages I've written in that I've never actually run. So I wrote this down, and I took it down to the workshop, and I said, "Dad, this is what I want to do. I want to write code like this, and be able to translate ideas into programs." And he said, "Oh, okay, you know." About a month and a half later, what this leads to is I had come home from I think it was junior high. So let's see, I must have been 9 at that point. I got moved up 2 grades, so I have to kind of do the math weirdly. So most people would have been in 7th grade? They would have been 7, 13, 11. So I guess I was actually about 11. So I came home from junior high, and my mom was there. Dad was out on a service call somewhere, which he was frequently. We rarely had dinners together, but that's a whole separate issue I don't even want to get into. All right. I came home from junior high, and there was a book of HP 2100 Time Shared Basic, right? It was sitting on the table, and mom says, "Dad wants you to look at this and see if you can do anything with it." And I started reading all the way through it, and I quickly grasped the concept of time-shared basic. It was a simple basic, you know, variables only like $1, $1, $2. That's it. You know, not a lot of many variables, you know, that sort of thing. Basic subroutines, didn't have named parameters, just, you know, pass things by reference, things like that. I immediately graphed it. I mean, it was like, okay, yeah, this, I get this. I get what these are for. And I grabbed, again, I grabbed a piece of lined paper and I wrote a program that said, type one to add, two to subtract, three to multiply, four to divide. And then it would go to one of the various, the four subroutines and then run and then do the operation. And so it was like maybe 100 lines of paper. I think it was like front and back or something. And that was it. And I wrote this all up in that afternoon. And then Dad got home and said, do you think you'll be able to take advantage of this? And I said, well, yeah, I've already written a program in it. And he goes, okay, that's good. And it turns out that he and mom had arranged with the high school that was walkable distance from where I lived. I took a school bus to get from junior high. The high school walkable distance, he had arranged for the computer teacher there to make his Saturdays available to instruct me. I mean, this is above and beyond, but they knew that this was my goal. This is what I wanted to do. And I was already ready for it, or I wouldn't have written the other program, you know, a few months earlier. And so I went down there that first Saturday with Dad to meet the teacher. And the teacher said, we were sitting in front of an ASR 33 teletype, uppercase only, 110 baud, noisy as heck. And he sat me down in front of the terminal and he said, so let's start with the first page of the book. And I said, can I just type in my program and see if it works? He was like, what? And I typed in that program very slowly. Of course, my typing speed was not anywhere near where it is now or recently at all. Mm-hmm. And I typed that in, and my first program that I wrote with like 100 lines or so worked perfectly, had zero bugs. And the teacher was suitably impressed and was pretty amazed that I had done all this studying on my own, able to do this entirely on my own. So I knew I was on the right track. I knew that's what I wanted to do. So the teacher made himself available for like the next six Saturdays or so, but he was also like one of the sports coaches. So the sports season that he was involved in started after that. So he was not going to be able to take care of me afterwards. So the next year I went, they gave me access to like, you know, nights, not nights, but like after school every day, but not Saturdays. And then when I was actually in that high school, I had every morning before my first period, I had a break, I had all of lunch, I had 2 hours each evening to sit in front of this ASR 33 and just practice the heck out of this, you know, write code, type in stuff I found online, type in stuff I found on books. You know, that's back when the Byte Shop was a big thing. I don't know if you remember the Byte Shop, but maybe it was never out in the Midwest, but it was huge. And so that I would go down there and look for books and stuff on BASIC. And so that was huge. That's how I got my training. And between my freshman and sophomore high school years, we moved from Gladstone, which is a small suburb of Portland, out to Colton, which is a tiny 10-room high school. But luckily, what they had was they had another ASR 33 that was tied in not to the same computer, but a different computer, but nevertheless had exactly the same time-shared basics. So I was able to keep practicing all my stuff and keep everything up to date, and had a great time. And through that system, I built a, we would call it today, like internet chat and internet mail system, and met friends that were working for a different school district. And I ended up working for them. At age 15, I was making, I think it was $30 an hour. And this would have been in 1977. So somewhere in there. So it'd be the equivalent of like $150 an hour now. But I knew that once I was making money at that rate as a contractor, consultant, I didn't need to go to school. So I didn't go to school. I went right from there into the industry, spent 7 years working for three different employers. And now I've worked for myself for 42 years, I think it is now. So yeah, that's the short version.